Word of God said in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise." This is the way it was. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, "Behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," being interpreted, "God with us." Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Praise God. You know, every part of the Christmas story is important. As many times as I was talking to one of our men this morning, and he said, "You know, you're right, Pastor. Every time you read the Bible, you see something. It may be a sentence, it may be a word, it may be an emphasis that you haven't noticed before." But this is the way the birth of Christ really was. And you know, there's something in me I just want to shout from the housetops. It's more than Rudolph. It's more than Frosty. It's more than presents. It's more than buying something for someone who doesn't need it, who couldn't care less. Charging your credit card out of sight. It's more than that. If we have Jesus, we are blessed. And in the Christmas story, this is where God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost were in total agreement. Do you know we're in this room today because God the Father, God's Son Jesus Christ, and the blessed Holy Spirit of God were all in agreement before the foundation of the world. When the plan was laid on the table, it was disclosed then that the Lamb of God who was slain from the foundation of the world, before this thing ever started, Jesus coming to earth, living his life, going to the cross of Calvary, the death, the burial, the resurrection. It was all in the eternal plan of God. Why God wanted to put up with it all, we'll have to ask him about that when we get to heaven. But God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost were in 100% agreement. Another aspect that has really become very special to me is Joseph. A good man, a just man. I couldn't say too much about Joseph. You know, we over-deify Mary and we ignore Joseph. You can't say too much about Joseph, but really you can't say, about Mary, but you really can't say too much about Joseph, because Joseph was a vital part of the Christmas story. His obedience, his obeying God, his respect of angels, his obedience. He lived for God, or he would not have been in tune with God. He heard from God. He applied his faith to God's word to help him. You know, there's a lot of people here preaching and teaching and so on, but they don't apply their faith to see the word working for them. And he obeyed the word of God that came to him from God. And his faith obedience, just as much as Mary's faith obedience, Joseph's faith obedience gave us John 3:16. "And unto us also a son is born, a child is born, a son is given." Joseph was a very vital part of the Christmas story. I was thinking of my father, who of course went to be with the Lord a number of years ago, and I said, "You know, my greeting is going to be short to Dad. When I get to heaven, I'm going to say thanks, Dad." Because after my mom and dad were deceased, then I discovered some things that they had done in our behalf that we weren't aware of it. We didn't understand what was involved in staying an extra week in Colorado. We didn't understand what was involved in doing certain things. But Dad loved his family. Dad and Mom loved all three of us boys. And I'm going to say thanks, Dad. Thank you for the sacrifices that you made that we didn't have a clue. And for the times you had to stretch to do the things you did. I'm not going to stay there, but you know, that's very much in my heart. And I've been thinking how blessed we are. Joseph was engaged to Mary. Now, I know people get engaged today and get disengaged very quickly. But this was a serious situation. And so they would give from 9 to 18 months just to be sure that there was no other child or a child, that everything was as it should be. And Joseph had every right in the world to even divorce the lady that he was engaged to. And often they would do it publicly if something was amiss. But Joseph, being the man that he was going to privately do what needed to be done. But thank God for supernatural intervention. Where would all of us be if we had not had supernatural divine intervention? That nudge, that dream, that someone saying, I love you, therefore I'm going to say this to you. You know, it's amazing how far all of our lives have come because of supernatural divine intervention. If you're willing to be led, God will lead you. And so Joseph finds his wife to be is having a baby. Shock number one. Shock number two, Gabriel, God's angel, appears. Now, I mean, not only is your wife to be expecting, but now an angel appears. I don't think we understand that. Shock number three is when the angel says, fear not. And the reply could come, in my situation, you say fear not? With what's happened to me, with what we're going through, with what I'm going through, what our marriage or our children, you tell me fear not. God's word says to everybody under the sound of my voice and those that are not under the sound of my voice, if you believe God, fear not, believe only. God's going to bring you out and God's going to bring you through. That's strong. Shot number four, this baby is conceived of the Holy Ghost. Makes a good Christmas story, but I mean, if you were Joseph, my. And you shall call his name Jesus. This baby is going to change the world. This baby is going to make a difference. And we all think our kids are special. And we all, you know, have a special feeling toward our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands. But can you imagine when that angel said he's going to save his people from their sins? No more sacrifices. No more lambs. No more beast coming to the temple. Only one sacrifice is on the horizon. And his name is Jesus. Only one. Only one. Joseph, this is your calling in life. This is your calling in life. You know, all callings are not comfortable. We all want a comfortable call, don't we? I'm not going to stay there because I should. All callings in life are not comfortable. That was not in the notes. That just leaped up. Now we look at Mary. God bless her. Can you ladies imagine riding a donkey for 80 miles, 9 months, expecting? Can you just... I'm a man. I don't know how to relate to that. Can you ladies just imagine 9 months at any time and you're on a donkey going to be taxed? Strange, really, it's a strange time. But you know, Mary was obedient. And some people say it's because she was so holy, so righteous, so whatever. I don't know how she found that favor with God, but you know, she needed her son's salvation too. Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even Mary. And of course, after birth of children, she was no longer a virgin. And I'm saying all these things very reverently, but you know, thank God. The secret is that Joseph and Mary heard from God, they obeyed God, and they helped fulfill the will of God. Hallelujah. Everything in this story is important. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds. You say, well, I'm kind of poor. Well, the shepherds were on a low rung of the social standing of their day and time. But the shepherds were included. No one is too low to be included. The wise men, the magi, they were wise, they were wealthy, they were willing. You know, these weren't just common folks. They were from Persia. They were kingmakers. And when they showed up at Herod's and said, there's a king and we're seeking to find him, can you imagine what Herod went through? Because these three wise men, according to some of the information I've been able to gather, they didn't travel alone. They traveled with an entourage. And they could have had up to 1,000 other wise men with them. These were wise men. They were the most attributed to be the most intelligent men of that day and time. I mean, these were not just casual. These were guys that were kingmakers, and they had great influence, and they were strong. But you know, wise men came to worship him. Can you imagine? Of course, I don't know if they wore all the things that we think they wore, but can you imagine wise men coming and bowing at a cradle? And some people think they're too good to go to church to worship God. To worship a baby, grown men, been educated men, smart men, intellectual men, come and bow before him and give him gifts. Gifts. Oh, no wonder we sing, oh, come, let us adore him. My, my. Then, of course, there's the Herods. The Herods you have with you always. But you know, Herod died, but Jesus is alive. You know, I think about the star. You say, well, what's the big deal of that? God thought it was a big deal. It wouldn't have been there. The star was a big deal. It was part of the plan. All of this had to be in place. For them to be in Nazareth, for them to be called a Nazarene, then to come to Bethlehem, according to that which was prophesied by the prophets. And remember in this Christmas story of Matthew 1 and Luke 1 and 2, that it was said, there will be, not there might be, there will be a performance of the things that have been spoken by the Lord. Church, don't give up on your promise. Don't give up. Don't give up on your prophecy. Don't give up on what God has said. If you know in your heart, I've had some prophecies I just said pass on by. That's right. But I've also had some that came to pass. Oh, I'll never forget. We were on our way mentally and emotionally to Austin, Texas. Dr. Kenneth Hagin said, well, you can take the perfect will of God or the permissive will of God. Said, God's going to put you on a city on a hill which cannot be hid. And he did. And we're still out front. Praise God. It's all come to pass. The star. And as I look at this story this morning, you know, what it's all about is people. It's all about people, helping people. It's not about high steeple and carpet and pews. It's helping people. It's helping children. You heard the lady last Sunday who talked about, thank you for coming to our community. Thank you for making a difference in our community. Thank you for loving our children. Thank you. Not as many adults as children are coming, but I stand as an adult of our community. And I thank, and she thanked this church. And I thank you for your faithfulness, your tithe, your offerings. And I'll tell you, if there's something end of the year, anything end of the year is going to be a tremendous blessing. You know, it's kind of like Grenada. You know, God just dropped that on our doorstep. And just like Uganda, I mean, I'm not a television guy, really, in the truest sense of the word. But he didn't give that to someone that had the money to do it and someone who had the backing to do it. God put the baby on our doorstep and said, what are you going to do with it? And who would have ever thought, as you look up to that, seemed like that tower goes up to the sky, when you stand at the base of that tower, and when you stand now before our studios and our headquarters there in Kampala, Uganda, and when you see the signal, it's hard to just be calm. You just want to shout. Hallelujah. Woo! What a baby. 15 going on 16 years on the air now in a third world nation. Hallelujah. Just look what the Lord has done. I think we just need to lift both hands and thank God for His goodness this morning. Hallelujah. God is with us. God is for us. And God is in us. Hallelujah. So as I look at the Christmas story, it's not just a story about people dressed like they dressed years ago, but it's a story that says God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whether you live in north side, west side, east side, or south side, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Oh, that God, through His Son Jesus, forgives all of your sins. Whether you're an ordinary person like the shepherd, or you're a wise man like the wise men of old. They were wealthy, they were wise, but they were willing to do the will of God. Hallelujah. There's so much we could say. But thank God, thank God, thank God. God's again put babies on our doorstep. And we're seeing God work outstanding miracles in our midst. I want you to just lift both hands and say, we welcome 2013. We welcome Father, we welcome 2013. We welcome the will of God in this church. We welcome the will of God. We pray as You taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, hallelujah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I never thought I was raised in a committed Baptist father's home, and mother was a full of the Holy Ghost Baptist plus. I never thought I'd see a day. Some of these young preachers need to be locked in a room, slide the food under the door, and just give them the word of God. Hey. Do you know there are people that are saying the Old Testament's totally out? Forget the Old Testament. Forget it. Now, I know we're not saved under the law. I'm smart enough to know the answer to what I'm saying. But it's the Old Testament's out. And then they're saying, well, the Gospels were dated to their time. These things are being said and taught by some people with big churches. I'd rather have a smaller church that believes this than a big church that believes a goose egg zero. And really the teachings of Jesus were gauged to His time and His era. And you know, Paul made a lot of mistakes. And so Paul really didn't know. My God. I don't know if I'll ever recite that again. But I mean, I never thought I'd live to see the day. That's why, regardless of all the electronic gadgets we use, and I try to communicate to anybody coming to this pulpit, I want this Bible. I want the Word of God. I want you to see the Word of God. This book, you came too late to tell me there's not some power in the Old Testament. Isaiah 41:10 still there, and a lot of others. Thank God for the Word of God. I love it. I embrace it. We preach it in this church. I'm not here to explain it away. I'm here to tell you it's real. It works. Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's Word will never pass away. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth away, but God's Word will stand the test of all time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be a day when no one can stand up and speak, but Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is going to stand up in that final hour. And you're going to be so glad that you went through everything you went through. You're going to be so glad you didn't quit. You're going to be so glad that you just kept on believing and kept on praying and kept on giving and kept on living for God. And stand to your feet and let's praise Him today. Oh, praise be unto God. Oh, Father, we thank You that the Christmas story is true. We believe in the star. We believe in the shepherds. We believe in the manger. We also know He was later brought to a home. But Father, we stand on the Word of God today. We stand on the Word of God today. And I just say, by the grace of God, this church will never be a church that doesn't believe this book. In Jesus' name. Our school will never be a Christian school that doesn't believe in this book. Our television ministry will never be a television ministry that does not believe in the Word of God. Hallelujah. No, you can't do away with the devil. He's real. But let me tell you something. Jesus is more real than the devil. You can deny hell all you want to, but if you don't know Jesus, you're going to hell. And your asbestos underwear is not going to save you. There's only one thing that can save you. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to shout it from the housetops. He is King of Kings and He is Lord of Lords. Hallelujah! Oh, thank God, thank God. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Savior, healer, deliverer. Soon coming King. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. Holy Spirit of God, we honor You in this church. Oh, we honor You on these properties. We honor You in our church. We honor You in our school. We honor You in our television and mission ministries. We honor You in every door that we knock and every person we bus into these properties. This is a Jesus church. Shout it out loud. This is a Jesus church. Oh, yeah. This is a Jesus church. Oh, Thou shalt call His name Jesus. I don't know about you, but I got myself all stirred up here. Praise God, praise God, praise God.